This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We have completed an exhaustive investigation of Robert Mueller, and at the end of this investigation, we could not find any evidence to support the notion that Robert Mueller is not a serial child molester. And obviously that means he must be a child molester, because we couldn't find any evidence to say that he's not a child molester. Now, as absurd as that sounds, that is the exact logic that Robert Mueller uses to go after President Trump. And of course, the media following in his footsteps. The Mueller report, which of course now we know wasn't written by Robert Mueller, because apparently everybody in Washington has read the Mueller report except for Robert Mueller. He apparently has no knowledge of what's in the Mueller report, even though his name is on it. It's supposed to be his report. But in that report, it's argued that, well, gosh, Trump must be guilty of collusion because there's no evidence to exonerate Trump from collusion. That's the logic that's used, which is, it makes a mockery of any process of fairness or justice under the law. There is no prosecutor in any other realm of the United States of America who would publicly say that, oh, well, we couldn't find any evidence to exonerate this person of this horrible crime, and therefore he must be guilty of it. Because that's just slander. There's no evidence of not being engaged in collusion because there was no collusion. It's like the old journalist trick question. When did you stop beating your wife? And if the person says, well, gosh, what do you mean? I never beat my wife. And then the headline becomes, you know, Donald Trump denies beating his wife. Like that's the old journalist trick. And this is the same thing with the Mueller report. So you can make up anything and you can say, well, we couldn't find any evidence that didn't happen. I mean, you could make up something about Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. You could say, well, after an exhaustive investigation, we couldn't find any evidence that shows that Jack Dorsey is not a serial rapist of Twitter interns. You know, just fill in the blank. Whatever you want to say, you just put it in there and say, oh, we couldn't find any evidence that that's not the case. Again, if this is the standard of justice in this country, then there is no rule of law. There is no rationality. There is no system of justice. The entire Russia collusion hoax against Donald Trump has been a contrived, malicious lie and a conspiracy, a real-world conspiracy. And it always shocks me. Well, maybe not shock, but makes me laugh sometimes when people are out there saying, I don't believe in conspiracies. Really? You don't think people ever conspire to do anything? Wow, you're a moron. I mean, right here we have the deep state conspiring to take out Trump, to nullify the election. The conspiracy spread to the left-wing media and so-called journal terrorists working inside CNN. I mean, the conspiracy involves James Comey and John Brennan and James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others. Those are just the popular ones. And of course, Robert Mueller, too. It is a massive conspiracy, and it involves the tech giants, too. Google gave money to Fusion GPS, $100 million, I believe, according to media reports. Massive conspiracy. And people say, I don't believe in conspiracies. Well, then you don't believe in reality, because in the real world, people conspire all the time to do insanely evil things. And that's what's happened to try to take down Trump and to try to nullify the outcome of the 2016 election. Robert Mueller ran a conspiracy with Weissman and all, you know, all the other people inside the Mueller special counsel investigation team, almost all of whom were donors to the Hillary Clinton campaign, by the way. They're all Clinton supporters. And at the end of the day, if you read the Mueller report, what it really says is, well, there's no evidence of anything. There's no evidence of collusion. There's no evidence of anything that would justify impeachment. There's no evidence of corruption. There's no evidence of manipulation of the election. There's no evidence at all. So what do they have left? Well, we couldn't find evidence exonerating Trump of collusion. Again, that's like saying we couldn't find any evidence that Robert Mueller doesn't rape little boys. We couldn't find any evidence that says Robert Mueller isn't best friends with Jeffrey Epstein and took advantage of little boys and girls on the Lolita Express, a private airplane with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. Again, it's absurd to use this form of any kind of argument or reasoning, or especially coming from a special counsel. Bottom line is, Robert Mueller is a traitor. He's also an embarrassment to all law enforcement. Robert Mueller is an embarrassment to America. He is a pathetic, dishonest, and now apparently senile liar. He doesn't even have any familiarity with his own report. He can't remember who appointed him in previous positions. He has no clue what's happening in the world around him, except all he knows, he wants to get rid of Trump, and he's willing to lie to get rid of Trump. That's what Robert Mueller has become. And the Democrats are so desperate to try to get rid of Trump. They don't care. They'll go along with any liar. And they thought Robert Mueller was going to be their savior. Robert Mueller was their Jesus. Robert Mueller was the hero for the last 2 years across pop culture. You look at Saturday Night Live, and they would sing songs like All I Want for Christmas is Robert Mueller, I think. That was one of their skits. And they made him out to be a hero. Robert Mueller is going to save America. He was like a Superman figure. And then you actually get him to testify, and he's like, what's my name? Why am I here? How many pages are in this report? The guy, I mean, it's literally like a stroke patient testifying before Congress. You almost feel a sense of sadness for the guy. Like, he's recovered from a horrible stroke, which is devastating to people. And the Democrats put him on the stand and try to ask him questions that he is completely incapable of answering. Because they're trying to make a movie out of all this. So this big moment that this brilliant, heroic figure, Robert Mueller, would say, he must be impeached. Impeach the president. But instead, what he said was, I forgot how to tie my shoes. You know, he's just so far gone. And he's so dishonest. In the moments that he does remember who he is, he's so dishonest that he has zero credibility. Robert Mueller is the guy that when his grandkids go visit him, he won't know who the heck they are. You ever have a parent or a grandparent like that where they lose their memory, they lose their minds? It's very sad. And they don't remember who you are. I saw that once as a child. I think a great grandmother of mine is just totally did not know anybody in her own family. I was so young, I didn't fully embrace or understand what was happening. But now I realize how sad and tragic that can be. That's Robert Mueller. And not only has he forgotten who he is, apparently he's forgotten the entire report that he claims to have written. He's forgotten his duty to America. He's forgotten what the Constitution says. He's forgotten his oath of office, an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect America from its enemies, foreign and domestic. And in this way, Robert Mueller has become a domestic enemy of America. He has become a traitor. He has become an enemy of the people. And frankly, he should be prosecuted. Regardless of his senility, even if he doesn't know who he is, we know who he is, and he is a traitor. We know who Robert Mueller is. We know he's a swamp creature. And people like that have got to be locked away, charged with treason, prosecuted. And some of them, if the court decides that this is the right action, probably should face executions. I'm thinking James Comey in particular, if he's found guilty by the court of law. And sure, he should be given the right to defend himself in court, but that guy committed treason. He spied on the White House. I mean, he leaked information. He leaked classified documents. And he did it all to try to overturn an election and overthrow the United States government. That's flat out treason. James Comey should be facing the most serious consequences for his crimes against the United States of America. Stay informed. Keep reading my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Hear my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. And I thank you for your support, and join me in praying for America, because we're going to have to, it looks like we're going to have to fight for America just to protect it against all these traitors who are trying to bring it down, people like Robert Mueller. If we are conquered by a senile, old, pathetic, malicious, just brain-dead man, how sad would that be? America conquered by an Alzheimer's patient. No, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to fight back. Thank you for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.